Hello and welcome to Starshade Station. I'm Eddie, your companion for station orientation. Whether you're a new resident, visiting researcher, or curious traveller, I'm here to guide you through the wonders of our frontier home. The Starshade Station, designation CS7, isn't just another outpost in the void. It's a living testament to unity, where six worlds have come together to create something truly extraordinary. Let me paint you a picture of what makes this place special. The first thing that strikes most visitors is our unique architecture. From space, the Starshade resembles a massive starshade flower from Virilia, blooming against the stars. And that's no accident. Those sweeping petals you see, they aren't merely aesthetic choices. They're fully independent ecosystems we call biodomes. Each cluster of biodomes is sponsored by one of the Unity Accord's founding worlds, creating authentic microcosms of their home cultures and environments. Think of it as six worlds sharing their best with everyone who calls the Starshade home. Let me take you on a tour of each petal group, starting with our administrative heart. The Virilia petals serve as our central nervous system, sponsored by the Accord Central itself. Here you'll find seven distinct biodomes, each serving a vital function. The hub houses our Central Logistics Command, CLC, and governance offices, the beating heart of station operations. If you require official assistance, this is your initial point of contact. The homestead is our largest residential area, where citizens from across the UA have built a true community. It's diversity in action, and honestly, the neighbourhood potlucks are legendary. The Regenesis represents the cutting edge of medical science. Their prosthetics research has helped countless citizens reclaim their lives, and their care standards are the envy of the frontier. The canopy offers a breath of fresh air. Literally, this botanical paradise showcases flora from across the Accord, perfect for morning walks or quiet contemplation. The Athenaeum is where minds are shaped and knowledge flows freely. From primary education to specialized military training, learning never stops here. The melting pot lives up to its name as a cultural hub in our district. Art, theatre, music, if it stirs the soul, you'll find it here. The Bastion serves as the UA Fleet Command Central, also known as the UAFC. The impressive coordination you see in our sector? It all starts here. The Zabiria petals represent some of our most fascinating and carefully controlled research. Zabiria's expertise in xenobiology has made them the natural choice to study the mysteries of Essie. The menagerie houses specimens recovered from Assyria under strict security protocols. The creatures there, well, let's say evolution took some interesting turns on that world. The arbor focuses on Assyria's unique plant life, seeking applications that could benefit all of humanity. Some of their botanical discoveries have been quite remarkable. The terrarium is perhaps the most ambitious project, a complete ecosystem simulation of Assyria itself. Scientists can study the entire world's interactions in controlled conditions. The Anthropos delves into the archaeological mysteries of Assyria. The ruins there suggest a civilization unlike anything we've encountered before. From the vast oceans of Phothios come our aquatic and environmental specialists. Their biodomes reflect their homeworld's mastery over water and weather. The trench delves into the deepest mysteries of marine biology while developing advanced technology for underwater operations. The pressure suits they've designed are engineering marvels. The greenhouse is where much of your daily nutrition begins. Their hydroponic and aquaculture systems feed thousands while maintaining perfect ecological balance. The maelstrom studies patterns and systems across the sector. Their atmospheric models help keep us all safe from cosmic storms. The desert world of Benir brings efficiency and innovation born from scarcity. Their biodomes showcase technologies that turn challenge into opportunity. The Oasis researches desert ecologies and water conservation techniques that have applications far beyond arid worlds. The Helios harnesses the power of stars themselves. Their solar energy research powers much of what you see around you. The Reliquary houses xeno-archaeological finds from long-dead civilizations, including artifacts from the old Earth. Each artifact tells a story of a species that came before us. And the bazaar? That's where cultures truly collide. The trading floors there pulse with the energy of a dozen worlds conducting business. The rugged world of Irene contributes raw strength and industrial expertise. Their biodomes push the boundaries of what's possible. The core studies planetary formation and seismic activity. Understanding worlds helps us build better ones. The quarry develops mining and extraction technologies that could unlock the resources of entire systems. The Genesis Sphere researches terraforming, the ultimate expression of humanity's drive to create homes among the stars. The retreat offers a taste of Wyrene culture in a more relaxed setting. Their mountain lodge aesthetic is surprisingly cozy. The summit trains both military personnel and civilians for extreme environments. The graduation ceremonies are intense. The forge creates the weapons and equipment that keep the frontier safe. Innovation through necessity. And finally, but not least, the Nexus serves as our diplomatic heart, where representatives gather to shape the future of human space. Now, let's discuss the massive vessels that keep us connected to the wider galaxy. Our hauler fleet, best known as the Sharks. These aren't simple cargo ships, they're mobile cities, each housing thousands of crew members and carrying vast hydroponic farms to sustain long voyages. Each founding world operates their own fleet on regular schedules. I'll give you the arrival patterns, so you know when to expect fresh supplies or greet arriving friends and family. The Virilia supply line runs stroke-to-stroke arrivals with the Omega, Titan, Colossus, Ancient, Predator, and Super, maintaining regular schedules throughout each 30-stroke sector. The Prime operates on extended cycles. Check our public terminals for exact timing. The Irene Industrial Run delivers raw materials and equipment every other stroke, with vessels such as the Ultimate, Giant, and Otodus forming the backbone of our industrial operations. The Benir Trade Caravan arrives every 3 strokes, packed with goods for the bazaar and specialized technologies. The Super runs extended schedules here too. The Photheus aquatic shipment delivers fresh food and marine technologies every 4 strokes. At the same time, the Siberia Research Convoy, our most secure route, brings sensitive materials every 5 strokes under heavy protection. And there you have it, 25 biodomes and over 250,000 residents. Your introduction to the Starshade Station, where 6 worlds from the 7 founders have created something greater than the sum of their parts. Whether you're here for research, trade, residence, or simply passing through, remember that you're now part of something special. For real-time scheduling, dock assignments, and current station status, check any public terminal managed by the CLC. And remember, if you need assistance navigating our petals or have questions about station life, I'm always here to help. Welcome to the Starshade. Welcome home.